Fuck it, we'll do it live.
And now Sting is here to play us out, and fucking thing sucks.
Hot fucking chocolate. Do you know that when, at least when that was going on, when you Googled hot chocolate, Bill O'Reilly was the first thing to pop up in the Google search results.
I love the internet sometimes.
Like how
when you Google Rick Santorum, it comes up as the shit that comes out after you fuck a man in the ass or something.
Hot chocolate in a while either, but I feel like even if it was only for 24 hours that was the search result, I'm perfectly happy with it. And like you said, love the internet sometimes. So should we welcome everybody to Mouthy Broadcast, Peter?
Are we ready to get into this, or
I don't know. I can't tell. I'll be honest, I'm kind of tipsy right now. I can't tell if that was a good enough intro. It felt like it was good.
That's what she said.
Tomorrow when I'm trying to edit this, I'll be like, God damn it, we didn't have a good intro. The only other thing I can say about the intro is that the past week, well, not week, but weekend, all I've done for entertainment is gone to watch my son's play.
That sounds boring as shit.
Did you see the SNL skit about the middle school play?
Which one was that?
Just a bunch of people. They were doing a production of Legally Blonde.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, can middle school plays be nominated for Tonys?
And they're all like half-assing it and like...
Well, like they think like... they're doing amazing, but they're like just sucking it up, which is not true. My son's play, like, they really did awesome. Like, they had choreography, the music director was involved, everybody did a great job. Of course, he did a great job, which I would never say he did anything otherwise, except that one podcast when I called him a disappointment. But this time, he wasn't a disappointment. He worked his ass off, and it paid off. He did a great job.
I think that SNL skit sums up my life, or, like, I think I'm doing awesome, but I'm really just fucking everything up, and... just disappointing everybody.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like if I were someone else, I would think I was doing okay. But because I'm looking at myself, I'm too critical. And I'm like, I suck. Do you ever kind of feel like that?
Yeah, I always have to have somebody else tell me that I'm doing well. Because when I look at myself, I'm like, God, you suck.
Right.
So let's get into this shit.
Hey everybody, welcome to Mouthy Broadcast. I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter, and you will notice a absence today.
Yeah, Jenny's you're not gonna with notice us. A huge fucking absence that Jenny's not here. But we're carrying on. And the main reason for us carrying on and releasing a podcast this week is because something coming up this week is Tidewater Comic Con. Tidewater Comic Con is May 13th through 14th at the Virginia Beach Convention Center. If you are anywhere in the state of Virginia or even Maryland, come on out and see us. Or North Carolina, too. Like, there's no state limit. But we also realize that this podcast is being released within the same week as Tidewater Comic Con. But we're happy to see any of our listeners come. Jenny and her partner Ben are also going to be doing a panel on Doctor Who during the Comic Con, which is going to be awesome for you to come see. But if you come and talk to us, I'm going to be at the table on Saturday. I should be there for part of the day Sunday, too. All of us are really excited to be a part of this. It's a, you know, indie local con. We want to do everything that we can to promote our genre within the community, and we hope that everybody can take the time to come out.
If you're going there looking for me, you're not going to find me.
No,
I'm in
Peter's
Florida.
In Florida. Sorry, yeah. Guys. We know you should be. I mean, if you come by and you want to see Peter, like, we'll make sure that you have his Facebook and Twitter info. He doesn't turn down any friend requests.
You can, like, FaceTime me or something.
That too. Yeah, he's all about the FaceTiming. So, that out of the way, we got Tidewater Comic Con this weekend. We also have the Donkey Sauce, Guy Fieri restaurant, whatever the heck that is that's happening in the Weezer appearing at Flavortown concert happening on Thursday. I'm going to be in town for that. For any Virginia Beach listeners who want to come out and meet Lauren, Jenny and I are supposed to be recording during this event. We are not exactly sure how this is going to work, but we are going to do our absolute best. So if anybody can come out for Weezer at Flavortown, please do.
Guy Fieri was in Orlando recently filming for his show, and he went to a Vietnamese place near me, and their sign outside, they changed it to just say, "Guy Fieri ate here," and that's it. And it's like the saddest fucking sign I've ever seen.
How long do you think they're going to leave it at "Guy Fieri ate here"? Like?
Probably a long time, because I don't see anything else they could change it to. Like, I don't think there was there wasn't even an exclamation point. It was just "Guy Fieri ate here."
No, I know anybody that knows you, Peter, off the podcast knows how much you love meatballs, right?
I just balls, just, you know.
Balls in general, not even meatballs.
Yeah.
But Guy Fieri also went to a meatball restaurant in Orlando as well?
Yeah, we have a meatball restaurant here called the Meatball Stop. And the owner is a first-generation Italian-American. And she makes all the shit in-house. And there's like 10 different type of meatballs that you can choose from. And you can have like a platter or like a meatball sub or whatever. But anyway, Guy Fieri went there for his show, and the theme of the episode was, like, kick-ass ladies who own restaurants. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, you're a douche, but, you know, good for throwing a bone to the feminism side. So, like, I was watching it, and, like, I kind of felt sad, like, seeing Guy Fieri stick, like, those meatballs in his ugly mouth, but at the same time I was like, yeah, go Orlando. And there's also some clever editing where, like, they take shots, like, downtown of, like, Lake Eola and like some of the Pride stuff, and to make it seem like the Meatball Stop is, like, in this awesome area of Orlando, but it's actually, like, kind of in this shitty area that where, like, nobody else really goes, and you're only really going there for the meatball place. But yeah, if you're curious at all, it's Diners, Drive-Ins, and whatever the fuck it's called, then.
Yes, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That is Guy Fieri's show.
And the episode is called, like, Women We Love or something like that, or Women in Charge, something like that.
At least they named it after women, unless that's just placating. We're not sure.
I haven't watched enough of his show to know, but it didn't seem like he was disingenuous. I'll give him that. But he still seems like a douche.
I'm still excited to check out his restaurant this weekend, and also to engage in all kinds of donkey sauce consumption. I feel like that's just going to make everything worthwhile.
Well, that, and you're going to have a good time at Weezer. They put on a good show.
Yes. I can't wait. I honestly can't wait to see Weezer in concert. I feel like I've been waiting for Weezer in concert since I was 13. So
they're one of those concerts where, like, when you go, the crowd is singing the lyrics louder than he is, just because, like, you know every song that they're playing.
So, anyway, on to other business. Since it was only Peter and I without Jenny, we decided to go to the public and ask for some suggestions. So, which question should we take first, Peter?
To be more specific, we just basically put out an Ask Us Anything, and the first person to come in was friend of the show, Charlene.
Charlene of Char's Golden Goods.
Yes. And Charlene wants to know our favorite sexual positions.
Peter, can you take this first?
Take it. This isn't the proper term for it, but my friend and I call it the lazy position. But the more popular,
which means woman on top.
Yeah, the more popular version is cowgirl. So it's basically I just have to lie down, and then the woman does all the work. And
well, would it be a surprise to anybody if my favorite position was missionary, where the man does all the work?
So we're basically both just lazy.
No, I can't say it's... You know what? This is a really hard question for me to answer, because I feel like it changes based on partner and based on my own mood. And
Partner is definitely a factor.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Like, well, I mean, clearly, if you and I are both too lazy to ever get together, I think we've already established that, like, prior to this episode. But
we would both be, like, laying on our sides, just, like, trying to, like...
And be like, aren't you gonna do something already? Come on. So I think maybe that's a position where you're just, like, laying on your side, like, waiting for somebody to do something. I think that's a position. Entering it in Urban Dictionary.
I also like doggy style, but I only have so much stamina, so like after like a good 20 or 30 minutes, I'm just like, okay, fuck, like I gotta like sit down or something. Like,
how about we discuss our least favorite then? I know my least favorite.
I would... Anything standing up.
So, like, stand-up doggy style is a no for you?
Stand-up...
Like doggy style is okay when you're on your knees.
Yeah. That's it. Or, like, shower sex, or the vacuum.
Wait, what's the vacuum? What's that? I don't know that one.
It's kind of like where you hold a girl like she's a wheelbarrow. Like, you hold her by her ankles, and then, like, you... banger like that.
But she also has to be like in a handstand.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so that's too much work for me. Yeah, I've never done that before. But like up against the wall would be great, but it's like, who's gonna do that?
Not me.
Like, who has that much stamina or has worked out that much? Yeah, no.
Well, that not I'm not the type of guy who takes initiative like that. I'm just like, I'd be worried if
like a girl told you that. What if a girl was like, I want you to do this?
Okay, yeah, if there was some kind of consent beforehand, but like...
But you're not just like gonna grab somebody and like assume that they're gonna enjoy what you're about to do.
Yeah, that's getting into like rape territory for me. Like,
good for you. Way to be woke. Like, I appreciate that.
Even if I'm in a relationship, I would still want to be like, I still want to have like the discussion before and like, hey, do you want to like do something? Or I want to just be like, all right, we're fucking now. Like,
okay. I feel like, I don't know, did we answer that question well enough?
I think so.
I think we answered the favorite sexual position question well enough. Thank you very much, Charlene. You can follow Charlene at Oh the Profanity or at Char's Golden Goods on Twitter.
And buy her shit. Her shit's good.
Yeah. Her shit is really good. Like, if you like donuts, she's got donut soap and donut bath bombs. All of her soaps are really, like, they just smell amazing. They feel amazing. Lotions, body wash, lip balm. I think that's it. I might have missed one or two beauty products that she does sell, but all of them are amazing. They're all handmade. You can follow her on Twitter or Facebook, Char's Golden Goods, to see the way that they're made. It's pretty awesome. All right.
So our next question comes from my friend Dagan, and this is a clever one. How many Lowe's, as in the hardware store, how many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's? I have a solution, but it depends on if we're bound to the laws of physics and reality.
All right.
You know those DirecTV commercials where he's like, you know, I'm cable Rob Lowe and I'm not cable Rob Lowe. What if you could assemble, like, all of the Rob Lowe's from those commercials into, like, a fucking burglary team, like Ocean's 11? Then,
so how many Rob Lowe's are there? Like, maybe 7, 8?
Let's cap it off at 10. So, you've got, like, you know, Rob Lowe, the getaway driver. You've got Rob Lowe, like, you know, like, the grifter. You got Rob Lowe, the guy who has to climb into small areas. Rob Lowe, you know, like the fucking Avengers of Rob Lowe's. And then I think they could pull off some pretty good heists and get a good number of Lowe's. But I think they could not only steal money from Lowe's, but they could also steal a lot of product from Lowe's. Assuming Rob Lowe wants to build like a shed in his backyard or something.
Your answer is way better than mine.
Or a new tape recorder to film him having sex with an underage girl.
Everybody forgets that about Rob Lowe. Like, people are so quick to be like, I will never listen to R. Kelly again. But everybody forgets about Rob Lowe.
I haven't forgotten.
Maybe because it's been 30 years, people forget? I don't know. Maybe that's why.
I don't know. People still give Roman Polanski shit for having sex with a minor, and that was back in, like,
the late 60s. Oh, but he had sex with a 13-year-old, and he was, like, 40.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I think
Rob Lowe was 25 and had sex with a 17-year-old.
Okay, that's not as bad.
Right. I could be wrong. And R. Kelly was probably mid to late 20s, and he pissed on a 15-year-old.
Well, that's not something you can forget. That's...
So, your friend, at Dagan Kun, D-A-G-A-N-K-U-N, how does he pronounce his name?
Okanya. Or that's his last name. Twitter name is Dagan Kun. And he's also trying to be the U.S. ambassador to Venezuela, I believe. So,
oh, wow. Are we allowed to, like, mention his name on our podcast then? Does it, like, reduce his legitimacy?
I think it'll help. So,
okay. All right. Well, in that case, Okanya for ambassador, y'all, right?
Help him with his endeavor here.
Yeah. So my answer to how many Lowe's could a Rob Lowe how many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's? And I believe Rob Lowe, because here's the thing, this isn't like Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. There's been no time limit set. It's simply, how many times can Rob Lowe go into a Lowe's and shoplift something? And I believe he could do it in every single Lowe's in North America if he put his mind to it. And according to Wikipedia, the chain has 1,840 stores in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. I believe that Roblo could rob every single one of the 1,840 Lowe's in North America if he put his mind to it.
Well, he could use his status as a celebrity as a distraction and
exactly
totally pocket something while somebody's like, oh my God, you're Rob Lowe.
Yes, I am. Would you like to be in my video, 17-year-old girl?
Meanwhile, he's grabbing like a handful of fucking nails or some shit and putting it into his pocket.
Well, like, it's so easy. Like, I mean, like, you could even rob a candy bar from Rob Lowe. I mean, from Lowe's. Rob Lowe's Lowe's.
Well, I mean, when was the last time you went to Lowe's? Like, nobody works there. Like,
I've been to Lowe's several times in the past month because I just bought a house. I've been doing a lot of things for upkeep. People keep giving me gift cards to Lowe's rather than Home Depot. I'm not exactly sure why. But we were trying to do something like getting keys made. And it took us like 20 minutes because there's nobody at the key counter. Like you said, nobody fucking works there. I could have shoplifted like 6 light fixtures and 5 mini blinds.
The last time I went there, they didn't even have any cashiers open. They just had like the self-checkout lanes with somebody watching that. And I'm like, okay. I know the economy is bad, but shit.
And that's funny. Like, do you really think that the self-checkout line people are going to be like, nah, I got to prosecute you for that? Ma'am. You got to ring that up before you put it in your bag.
If I were working at Lowe's and I was making, like, what, $9 an hour or whatever, I wouldn't give a shit.
Isn't minimum wage like $8.15?
Well, I'm trying to assume that Lowe's pays a little above minimum wage. That Lowe's is
they don't.
Who knows?
That a store that would require you to have some kind of knowledge of hardware and able to assist people would at least pay you a little bit more than minimum wage.
All right, everybody. I know this is short, but the point of the show was to keep it short because the main goal of it is to advertise the upcoming Guy Fieri, Flavortown, Weezer, Donkey Sauce event on Thursday, May the 11th, as well as Tidewater Comic Con, which is going on May the 13th and 14th. And Peter, do you have anything in Florida you want to advertise?
We have MegaCon at the end of the month. I'm not sure if I'll be there, but if you're in Florida and you want to come meet Stan Lee or Tim Curry or the guy from Daredevil, they're all going to be there. And also, just for our listeners, I'd just like to do a quick combo brag and say that I've lost a lot of weight recently and I feel really good.
Yay! Good job, Peter. Actually, if you could give me any tips, I would really appreciate that. Because I've gained a lot of weight in the past year.
I didn't adhere to, like, a strict diet or anything. Like, basically what I did was I lowered my number of spa days. So, like, you know,
meaning spaghetti days, not spa days as in Peter is going to the spa and getting pampered. Meaning he is treating himself to a Ziploc bag full of spaghetti.
Yeah, so spaghetti, right? Like spaghetti one night a week at the most. Less sugar in whatever you're eating. Just cut out any sweets if you can, like ice cream, stuff like that. And lower portions. Like, I used to eat until I get full. Now I just eat until I'm not hungry anymore. And
I don't know how to do that.
It takes a little getting used to, but it works. And then just a little bit of I wouldn't even call it exercise. At least just like do something at least once a day. Like, I walk around my neighborhood at least once a day. And that just I don't know, the combination of all that went from me wearing size 36 jeans for the past 4 years to down to size 32. Possibly even lower, because I still have to wear a belt with this shit.
Wow, but 4 years you've been to the 36 and you're already down to 32?
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
I started noticing the weight dropping in November, because I went to go get a physical and they were like, oh, well, you're like 198. I was like, really? I'm below 200? That's the first time in a while I've heard that. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to go with this. And then it was also a combination of me not wanting to... me being able to look in the mirror and being like... and not having to say, oh, you fucking slob. Like, I want to get back into dating and stuff. I want to, like, you know, be able to go out and, like, feel good about myself. And, like, I feel like I'm kind of on my way there. And
well, congratulations, Peter. That's awesome.
Yes. It feels good.
That's really awesome. Aww. And really, if you do have any tips, that'd be great. And not because, like I said, right now, I think I have, like, much more inflated self-esteem than I should, because I'm twice the size as what I used to be when I hated myself. But I'm a little bit worried because none of my clothes fit. So,
well, that was one of my problems.
I don't want to have to spend. I just don't want to have to spend money on a new wardrobe. Like,
I was losing weight, so I'm too lazy to buy clothes all the time. So, like, I had a friend of the show, Tyree, come out with me and, like, motivate me to go get clothes, because I was swimming in my clothes at this point. So, like, we go into Old Navy, and I get two pairs of jeans. I get, like, a 34 and a 32. And the first pair, I tried on the 32 first, because I was like, ah, fuck it, let's see. And it fit perfectly. And I, like, my eyes lit up, and I walked out of the waiting room. I was like, oh my god, do you know what just happened? She's like, what? I was like, this is the first time I've fit into a 32 since my 20s.
Wow.
And I was all like, yay! And I was like, fuck these 34s, I ain't going that shit. I'm like...
But now you said you're in a 31?
I could be. I'm still wearing 32s, but I have to wear a belt, so like I could go lower if I wanted to. But you can actually see my ass now. Like,
great job. Way to go.
So if any Florida
You can always see my ass. That's kind of big.
If any Florida listeners want to see my ass, just let me know.
That means IRL. Because anybody could see your ass on Facebook if you would show a picture of it.
Is that a dare? Or do you mean ass as in just like a metaphorical, like, oh, he's an ass?
There you are. Okay, good. I thought we lost you.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. We should probably, it's almost 7.
Yes.
We should probably sign off before we lose you. I was worried, because you were frozen for a while.
We should let it go.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Please, if you want to... We would greatly appreciate it if you could come out to especially Tidewater Comic Con this weekend, which is May... What did I say? 14th and 15th?
I don't know.
It's May 13th and 14th. Okay, May 13th and 14th at the Virginia Beach Convention Center. Also, what's the con in Florida, Peter?
MegaCon. MegaCon is May 25th to May 28th.
Okay, MegaCon, and that is in Orlando?
That is in Orlando at the convention center.
Okay, so it starts May 25th, which is a Thursday, until May 28th, which is a Sunday in Orlando. Support your local cons. You know, support any interest that is going to keep what you love going forward. It's really important that we fund original programming and original experiences in our own area.
And pay for it. Don't download illegally or watch some shitty cam version. Like, if you want to see more of the stuff you like, vote with your dollar.
Exactly. Exactly. So, specifically, other than MegaCon, which Peter will unfortunately... You won't be at MegaCon, Peter?
I might. I don't know yet.
Okay, well, if you want to see Peter and you're in the Orlando area, go look for him at MegaCon, maybe.
I might be there stalking Eliza Dushku.
Oh, Faith from Buffy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shima Boo. I'm with you.
Spike, Faith, and Xander are all going to be there.
Oh my god, I should fly down. Except I'm taking off like 4 days to go to Donkey Sauce and Tidewater Comic Con, which is this coming weekend. May 11th is the big Donkey Sauce event, the Flavortown Weezer grand opening of Norfolk Waterside. And then I'm going to be at Tidewater Comic Con from the 13th to 14th with Jenny and Ben, not only of Mouthy Broadcast, but also of Playing Dodger Podcast and Door Trek. So please come out and see some of us. Show us your support. We'd love to see you. We'd love to get a little bit of feedback. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so contact us anytime you want through Facebook at Mouthy Brock or Facebook.com/Mouthy Broadcast, through Gmail, MouthyBroadcast@gmail.com, Twitter at Mouthy Broadcast, or give us a call on our voicemail 757-541-2868 or CUNT. We good?
We good.
All right, good night, everybody. We don't have a drop. We'll probably find one. I'll find one.